For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. A suspect has surrendered following a shooting in a Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania synagogue. At least 7 people have been confirmed dead. Fingerprints and DNA helped capture Cesar Sayoc, the 56-year-old Florida man accused of sending more than a dozen suspected explosive devices to critics of President Trump. His boss tells CNN she would not let Sayoc deliver pizzas during the day because his van was covered in images of Democratic leaders with red crosshairs over their faces.
I had him driving at night, parked the van around the corner. I never got any complaints from any of the customers.
A 19-year-old Texas Christian University student who was arrested in September on hazing charges is dead of an apparent suicide. WFAA reports Andrew Walker's body was found on a sidewalk this past week after jumping from the 4th floor of an apartment complex parking garage. It's in the history books as the longest postseason game in Major League Baseball history, the Dodgers winning 3-2 over the Red Sox. This is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
More now on our top story. Cesar Sayoc's family attorney, Ronald Lowy, tells CNN why he thinks Sayoc went from no interest in politics to becoming a Trump fanatic the last few years.
It's my opinion that he was attracted to the Trump formula of reaching out to these types of outsiders, people who don't fit in, people who are angry at America, telling them that they have a place at the table, telling them that it's okay to get angry.
Lowy says Sayoc's mother and sisters had urged him to seek medical treatment because he struggled with a lack of comprehension of reality. Vice President Mike Pence tells Fox News members of the migrant caravan heading to the U.S. should turn around or apply for asylum in Mexico. He says it's not just a spontaneous caravan of vulnerable people.
What the president of Honduras told me is that the caravan was organized by leftist organizations, political activists within Honduras, and he said it was being funded by outside groups and even from Venezuela.
This is USA Radio News.
Look, you've heard me talking for a year about how much I love MyPillow. You can get one too. And now it's a better deal than ever. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price plus shipping. And don't forget, now you have until March 1st to return it if you're not absolutely in love with it. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. But do it now.
Facebook has removed dozens of Iranian accounts for contributing disinformation campaigns against the United States. USA's Winnie King has more.
It removed multiple pages, groups, and accounts that originated in Iran for engaging in coordinated, inauthentic behavior on Facebook and on Instagram. A total of 82 accounts were purged, according to Facebook. They uncovered a propaganda operation traced to Iranian state media in August. They said it was the largest of its kind since Russian operatives spread falsehoods during the 2016 presidential election. Facebook says no ties to the Iranian government were found in the purged accounts. They said the propaganda tried to provoke outrage over racial and political matters.
Police in Canada say a 27-year-old Toronto woman faces allegations of witchcraft after she allegedly convinced a man to give her more than $600,000 to ward off evil spirits. According to NBC, York Regional Police issued a statement on Facebook saying Samantha Stevenson faces charges of pretending to practice witchcraft, fraud, and possession of property obtained by a crime. The man sold his house and gave the money to Stevenson, then sold his car to give her another $6,000, which she claimed she'd burned to help ward off evil spirits. York authorities say the allegation of witchcraft is not based on religion, but rather deal with individuals who fraudulently portray themselves as having fortune-telling abilities or pretend to use witchcraft or sorcery to obtain money or valuables from a victim. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.